My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about what part of your funnel should you focus on. So there are multiple steps in different funnels, but you know, I'll start this off with by saying you have the top of the funnel, which is known as tofu, right? This is, you know, this is traffic that, you know, where you're trying to target a larger audience, right? Then you have your middle of the funnel, maybe people that have visited one of your services pages, or maybe people that have opted into your email list, right? So these are people that are, you know, a little further down the funnel, right? They're closer to making a kind of conversion or a sale, something like that. And then you have your bottom of the funnel. These are the people that are, you know, people that may have purchased already, so your current customers, and people that are extremely close to purchasing after going through a couple of steps already, right? So these are much closer than the people that are, you know, in the middle of the funnel or the top of the funnel. So Neil, I mean, what part of the funnel should people start to focus on?
If you don't have a lot of visitors, focus on top of funnel. If you already have a lot of visitors, but you feel you don't have enough conversions from them, look at your analytics and see where the drop off is, whether it's top of funnel. I mean, not top, because if you already have a lot of visitors, it won't be top. It'll be either medium or bottom of the funnel. And what I would do is I look at the drop off rate within Google Analytics or Mixpanel or Kissmetrics or whatever analytics solution you're using, then focus on optimizing that part. And that could be through A/B tests or whatever you want. It could be, you know, surveying people and redoing the user experience. It just depends on where the fall off is. But I judge where I should focus on, assuming I have enough traffic, purely based off the drop off.
Right. And then, I mean, just to go to basics again, to an example of how you might bring people through, you know, an entire funnel. I'll give an example. So let's say we have a case study we did on 1 million backlinks and we're focusing on SaaS companies, right? So that's the first step. So we're focusing on SaaS companies. That case study is for SaaS companies, right? And the second thing is it might be a webinar dedicated to, you know, 7 steps to, you know, a better online marketing for SaaS companies, right? So that might be middle of the funnel, right? You've given them some content in the beginning, then you're getting them to a bigger commitment. And then at the very end, you say, okay, here, let's do a 15-minute consultation targeted at SaaS companies, right? You know, we're going to talk about how you can grow your SaaS business. So you want to make sure that when you're bringing people through the funnel, that the journey needs to be consistent, because if you break up that story at any point, there starts to be inconsistencies, your conversion rates are going to drop. So, you know, ultimately, I mean, what Neil said is correct. Those are the basics around this episode. You know, you want to focus on a larger audience or people that don't know you, start with top of the funnel, and then, you know, take people down a journey. But again, a journey is also a story as well. Make sure you're telling a good story.
Yeah. And no matter what you're doing, if you don't have like, you know, 5,000-10,000 people coming to your site, just focus on top of funnel.
Great. So, I mean, there's a lot of good literature around this. I mean, Digital Marketer has some good stuff. There's a guy that his blog posts are really good. He runs a agency called Rocket Ship. He actually helps Noah Kagan out a lot. Noah Kagan over at Sumo. But if you Google or go to Medium and search his name, it's Chris Von Wilpert. So that's Chris, V-O-N, and then last name is Wilpert. So that's W-I-L-P-E-R-T. He has a couple of frameworks out there. And, you know, I've talked about SaaS, you know, in here. So he has a couple of SaaS examples too. But if you want to learn how to build out these frameworks and learn how to make, you know, content promotion work for you and, you know, top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of the funnel, it goes into more detail here. I mean, we can only cover so much in, you know, a 5-minute podcast episode. So, Neil, you want to add anything?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So before we go, we have a 1-year annual subscription of Crazy Egg that we would like to give away. Crazy Egg is a heat mapping analytics tool, and we are giving away one of these every single week for the next year. So if you want to get in on this, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway. You can actually get multiple entries. So if you want to learn more, again, singlegrain.com/giveaway, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.